Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 1043thefan.com Cecil Lanning.
Well, the show is taking a turn as we argue about Philip Lindsay. But we're not that far off. So, to enter as the voice of reason, you can hear him right here on The Fan. You can check out his work at 1043thefan.com. He is John Davis. JD, what's good, man? And this feed Phil, pay Phil conversation. I want you to jump in the middle, brother. I want you to let us know, are you on the feed Phil side? Are you on the pay Phil side? What do we need to see from Philip Lindsay?
Well, you got to feed him, and then I probably wouldn't pay him, as bad as that sounds. You see it today, Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley. What team is Todd Gurley on? What team is Melvin Gordon on?
None.
Neither of them are on a team right now, and it's because these running backs, you know, they flash early on, and then you really don't know what you're going to get out of them. I mean, Todd Gurley's whole career flipped basically overnight during their Super Bowl season. He came into Denver, he punished the Broncos, and then he wasn't really even available for the Super Bowl. And with Philip Lindsay, dynamic, exciting, all of that, we've already seen the injuries start to pile up. I don't know if you want to put that much money into somebody that really, and Cecil, to your point, has proven to be, he's not a dual threat. He's a running back, and he runs the ball well out of the backfield. He hasn't shown me enough to give him a second contract that pays him a lot.
John, when we look at these running backs, I always say, well, you can't be a great quarterback and have the whole playbook open up to you if you don't have an effective, you know, RB1 behind you. And you mentioned Philip, you mentioned Todd, and you mentioned Melvin Gordon. So is it possible to be a great quarterback in this league without having a great running back behind you?
Yeah, Tom Brady did it for a really long time. I mean, it's not so much, here's the thing, it's not so much having a great running back, it's having an effective running game. And that's like what the Patriots did so well. They had LeGarrette Blount, and they had Deion Lewis, and they always had these guys that made their running game effective. You just have to be able to run the ball. However the Broncos do that, or however any team does that, they've got to figure that out. But when the Broncos won the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning, and I know it was all the defense, C.J. Anderson maybe wasn't the most elite guy in the league, but when they needed him to make big plays, he was effective on the field. And CJ could do it out of the backfield, too. Remember that play in Oakland in 2014 that blew his whole career wide open?
He ran like 100 yards on that 51-yard screen pass. Not that I have it saved as my screensaver now. But
it is, and Nick, to go back, Nick, you were on the Broncos during those years. It was the Broncos under Mike Shanahan. Now, Terrell Davis, it's unfair to compare anybody to him. They ran the ball effectively with Mike Anderson and Quentin Portis and all of those guys, and then later on Tatum Bell and Ruben Jones. It's having the right run game to complement your pass game that's going to lead to success.
He is John Davis. You can check him out right here on The Fan, also 1043thefan.com. Little birdies have told me that you're writing about Rashard Higgins and maybe a free agent wide receiver option. The Broncos, they got some more money from cutting Joe Flacco today. They just haven't signed anybody. Could one of these wide receivers be on the list? Should they be on the list?
Yeah, I think Rashard Higgins. Now, full disclosure, I'm a CSU guy. He was my favorite CSU Ram I've ever watched. He was, since he played at CSU, he didn't get the coverage in college. He probably should have. There was a time where I think you could argue he was the best receiver in college football, not his last year, the year before. But like Emmanuel and Cecil, when I started thinking they should sign Rashard Higgins, I shot you a text. And you made the great point, and I agree with you. Prior to signing with the Broncos, Emmanuel Sanders was a guy that had flashed talent in the league, but had yet to really kind of blow it wide open that he was an elite guy. And if you look at Higgins and you look at Emmanuel's second, third-year numbers, they're on the same trajectory. Now, their fourth year, Emmanuel got more opportunities in Pittsburgh. In his fourth year, Rashard Higgins was hurt, and he's playing behind Odell. He's playing behind Jarvis Landry in Cleveland. But he's a guy. He can run. He can catch down the sidelines. He can catch over the middle. His hands are good for those tough catches. He could be the guy like Emmanuel Sanders that comes in here like Emmanuel complimented Demaryius and compliment Cortland Sutton. And I think he also gives them, if he can come in, more flexibility in the draft where they're not forced into taking a wide receiver early if they've got a guy on the offensive line or defensive line they like better.
So, John, we just had Chris Harris on the program to kind of give his last goodbyes to Broncos country. When you look at Chris Harris's career, what one game or one moment stands out for you?
Well, he'll talk to the Broncos again. He's going in the ring of fame. I mean, it's not a goodbye forever with Chris. But Chris, the thing that I'll always say about Chris Harris Jr., and I tweeted this yesterday, more than maybe other than Champ, and I didn't get to see Louis Wright play, he was the most timely player with his big plays. You go back to the 2015 season, the Super Bowl run, they're at Oakland. It's an awful game. Peyton Manning's picked off by Charles Woodson. Chris Harris Jr. gets the pick six that puts the Broncos ahead and wins that game for him. AFC Championship game, the 4th-and-1 tackle with a bum shoulder.
Yeah.
And then you even go back to the Carolina game, first week 2016, it's a close game. He gets the big interception. Chris didn't pad his stats. Chris's stats, those interception totals may have been low, but they always mattered. And that was the best part about him. He showed up when the team needed him to show up. I think that's his legacy here in Denver.
John Davis from The Fan, of course, also 1043thefan.com. JD, it's weird that you're a CSU guy. I want to pick your brain about that with some cold pop sometime down on the rocks. But also, you talk about Rashard Higgins. Robbie Anderson's still out there? Is that an option?
Yeah. Here's the thing. If you would have asked me that going into the legal tampering period, I would have said absolutely not, because I would have thought his price tag would have been too high. Now that the guy's lingering out here, here's the problem. It's kind of the what's he got rule. It's when everybody wants to sign somebody, it's like, hey, what's he got? When nobody wants to sign somebody, it's like, all right, what's he got? And with this, why is nobody trying to sign Robbie Anderson? That would actually kind of keep me away from him. I don't know if it's an attitude problem or something. If you could get him on the cheap, go for it, because he's fast, as Bradley Roby found out a few years ago. But there's a reason he's lingering out there. Everybody knew who he was. So I don't know. I would not offer him much, and if they're willing to take it, I would do it. But I would not actively pursue him, and I would not overpay him, because there's a reason he's still out there, and there's a reason teams are staying away from him. I just don't know what it is.
The Broncos still have some money in the bank with the parting of Joe Flacco. Is there more for them to do, and how would you grade what they've done thus far?
So far, hey, it's you never know. I mean, I'm a homer, so like a year ago, I thought the Juwan James and Bryce Callahan signings were brilliant.
Wow.
And I loved the Joe Flacco move.
Boy, were you wrong.
I took a big fat L on those. So far, I like what they're doing. I like the Glasgow. You know, anytime there's an offensive line situation, I call my guy Big O. As you guys know, Big O tells it how he sees it. He was through the roof excited about Glasgow, his versatility, the way he plays. And oddly enough, Orlando had months ago told me that Jarrell Casey is a nightmare to block against, just that the guy can do so much. So with both of those moves, I really, really, really like what they did. A.J. Boye, I like, left to do. I would try to get, like I said, Rashard Higgins. Rashard's not going to cost you a lot. Emmanuel's first contract was like 3 years, $15 million. Higgins isn't even going to be that much. I would go after him. And I like kind of splashy moves. I would get one of these running backs, because I think Phil needs to be more Glenn Milburn-like than Belkow-like. And so I would try to get another running back in that room to go and Rashard Higgins, because I think if you take care of both of those spots, the draft is wide open. You're not forced into any position at 15. You can really start to build depth through the draft. I'd like to see another running back. I'd like to see another receiver.
He's John Davis. Check out his work, 1043thefan.com. Hear him right here on The Fan. Follow him on Twitter, at JDavisD12. So before we let you go, my man, I appreciate your time. I was running around after the show last night, driving home, and I heard of a song that made me think of Tom Brady and you. And here was the song. We can't play it.
Look, that's kind of an odd combination.
It is a very odd combination. Kyler Berry, don't look for this song because we can't play it. But it was Woof by Snoop Dogg when he was with NOLIMIT, when he was with No Limit. And I was like,
track 3 off the Game Is to Be Sold, Not to Be Told.
Oh, I love it. I love the cover.
Only John Davis.
Only JD.
Only John Davis
would know that. But I thought of it because it was so weird to hear Snoop on No Limit, right? And it was odd. It didn't work. I still like that album. Of course, I've let it be known on this airwave that I like Deion Sanders' rap album.
Oh, jeez.
This better be instrumental. Wait,
you know what? It's like you lose credit, John, when you start mentioning that you purchased the Deion Sanders album 3 times.
I'm just saying I'm a Deion Sanders fan. His rap album was awful.
It was. I had it. I'm going to keep it real. I had it.
What?
Like I said, in fourth grade. Yeah, oh, yeah. I totally got the Deion album. Are you kidding me?
Suckers. Suckers.
It was no Shaq Diesel, but it was pretty good.
Oh, Shaq Diesel is really good. Really, really
Shaq
good.
Shaq Diesel's a really good album.
It's excellent. He's John Davis, ladies and gentlemen, at JDavisD12 on Twitter. Be good, my man. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, John.
I will. Thanks a lot, fellas.
All right, there we have him. Check out 1043thefan.com. He's writing about those free agent wide receivers. But I just thought of that, man. When Snoop went to No Limit, I was like, that was so bizarre. It was just weird.
See,
with him and Master P together?
You know what? See, I was sitting here, you know, searching my mental hip-hop Rolodex in my head, and I could not come up with it. But I said, you know what? Watch John nail it.
Even had the track number.
Yes, it's like he throws out random hip-hop knowledge. This is like, what? No one remembers that.
Right. He remembers it.
John Davis does.
Okay.
Man.
All right.
Photographic memory.
Okay, there we go. Thank you, John Davis, for joining the show.
He's like the Rain Man of hip-hop.
364.
Yes.
That's true. All right. Well, everyone out there, know that we're right there with you in supporting the community. We've launched something. It's called 1043 The Fans Gift Card Rescue to try and help some of the terrific local businesses that are really hurting right now because of the coronavirus pandemic. It's affecting so many people. So here's what you do. Go to 1043thefan.com/gift card. That's 1043thefan.com/gift card. And you'll find a constantly updating list of local businesses. Purchase an e-gift card to one of these local businesses to help them out now, then redeem it later when we're all in a safer environment to socialize. Again, that's 1043thefan.com/gift card. It's our fan gift card rescue. It's just one small way to help our community as we weather this very difficult time, and we do it together. Okay, man, you thought I was cold. Talk about Philip Lindsay. John said use him up and then don't pay him. I said use him and then pay him.
You guys are cold-blooded.
NFL is a cold-blooded business. But Chris Harris Jr. joined this show about an hour ago because Nick Ferguson texted him, called him, got him on the show. We react to CHJ's interview next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.